You know, I'm standing here with Dee Phillips. Dee is Dee's in the technology. Now, tell me your exact title, Dee.
I'm a precision ag specialist here.
Precision ag specialist. Now, what are some of the things you do for farmers?
So, we work on GPS and auto guidance systems on tractors and combines and sprayers. Also, do section control and stuff like that on sprayers and planters. And you name it, technology-wise, we do it. So,
it's amazing how that field's changing, too. What's that done for agriculture? I mean, you see it every day.
Oh, yeah. So it's putting money back into farmers' pockets. We're seeing ROI on some of the technology that they're putting on some of this stuff, and it's more to benefit them. And some of the items are luxury items, but it's more of a benefit than anything.
It certainly can simplify an operation, can't it?
Oh, yeah. It helps a lot.
Now, what goes into it from your standpoint to programming? How does it work to do that?
So there's a lot of programming that goes on in some of these pieces. A lot of it is usually just teaching the operator how to use it. But there is some instances where I have to go out and program it and work on it and get it back going. And it's just it can be a learning curve sometimes. So it's just mostly teaching.
How'd you get started in this field?
I actually went to Murray, got my bachelor's degree in science and systems and technology, and then came here part-time. Right before I was doing an internship with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and walking here, kind of started in the shop, sweeping the floors, helping technicians, and walked into this role after graduating. So
I think it's been a pretty good role. How long have you been here?
Right at 4 years.
4 years. Obviously, you enjoying it.
I do. Can't complain. Great, great company to work for, great people. So
even Terry Martin?
That one can be an exception.
We're going to, I want to say hello to Terry, but good to see you, Dee. Appreciate all you do. So if folks have questions about the Precision Ag, you're the man to talk to.
Oh, yeah. Just give us a call. We can help you out.
He can program it for you, make it do exactly what you want it to do, and probably things you had no idea would do.
Right. Yeah, we can do a lot of things. We didn't think we'd be in the system of drones, but we sell drones and do all that stuff, too. So it's progressing day by day.
It's amazing what they can do with the drones, too. That's neat technology there, too.
Yep, it is. So it's one thing after another. We strive to do our job best we can, and we're fortunate enough to do it. So,
Dee, good to visit with you. Thank you for spending a few minutes with me.
No problem. Thank you.
We got, you know, if Terry Martin's here, he's got to be on the radio. You know that?
Oh, yeah. He's gonna have to listen to Terry.
Yeah, he's got to be on the radio. Terry, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Can we put one of those tags on, Dee? I can't never find him. He's always hiding somewhere.
What, GPS tags?
Yeah, GPS tag right now, pinned to his belt somewhere.
Well, he's working on something. I guarantee you he's working.
Oh, you know, it's really fantastic about the young people we got walking around the store. A lot of them from the Katy's area right there. So I'm very proud of the young people coming into the business right there and maintaining the stuff that we got, learning how to take care of the customers. Service is number one. We got some quality help here, quality help.
You know, it's over at we were visiting with your store in Russellville on Friday, and they were talking about years ago, Mr. Tony Jones, he said, when I first met Wayne Hunt, he was in the field walking behind a combine and watching to see how much grain was coming through that combine. He said, I knew this was a different kind of company when I came to work for him.
Totally different kind of company. You know, I was 3 years in setup and shipping and receiving, delivering tractors everywhere for H&R, implementing AgriPower. And then Wayne made me the service manager. He said, son, you sit down at that desk right there. I'm going to go ahead and sweep the floor. We'll learn how to run the shop together. And that's exactly what we did for 16 years.
And did work together, I guarantee it.
He swept the floor for about the first 2 years. Then he put it over in my hands and my customers. You know, I had some really good customers, Hal Fennells and George Foxes of this world and Scott Hurts. You know, Jeff Davis, you can't forget all the ones, Bruce Kleins. I mean, I had a lot of customers that really, really brought me up right there, Bobby Smithson, and kind of raised me how to take care of the service-wise, yes.
And it makes a difference, and that's what this company is built on.
This company is built on the people in the service right there. It's an ESOP-owned company right there. Your money comes back to your communities with all 21 stores right here. If you invest your money in H&R AgriPower, that's coming right back to your community. It's not going anywhere else in this country. It's going to the church that you go to, the local establishments. We like to buy local and do everything local. That's where it's going. It's important to the employees of this company. It's owned by the employees of this company. So your business is number one to us.
Makes a big difference, Terry, that's for sure. Always good to see you, my friend, and always good to have you on the radio with me.
Yeah, I enjoy it. But one thing I do want to say right there, zero for 60 months with 5-year warranty on FAFCs, okay. And zero for 84s on the same things. Come in and see us.
Can't beat a deal like that, can you?
Cannot beat that kind of deal, no, sir.
I tell you, we're wrapping up here at H&R AgriPower for National Farm Safety Week, heading across the road. Tess, we'll talk to you next hour over at Best Way Ag. We're on 106.5 WKDC.